Welcome back to Pray Today. It is Friday, August the 20th. My name is Patrick, and I'm so glad to be back with you today. And for today's topic, we're going to be focusing on the area of the church. And then a couple days ago, I was reading in Hebrews 10, and these few verses stuck out to me, and I wanted to share them with you in our time together today, because they really encouraged me and reminded me the importance of the church and praying together. In verse 23 through 25 is going to be our area of focus, and it starts like this. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. And as I was reflecting on this passage of scripture, these verses that truly have so much encouragement and promise and direction, I was reminded back in 2019 when my wife and I came to Hayes to visit Celebration for the first time in person. And we were excited and we were praying over the opportunity of possibly coming to Hayes to serve in this community. And we were just praying that God would guide and lead that weekend and really show us the heart of Celebration. And as the weekend unfolded and the conversations we were having with different church members and different staff members and seeing how people were enjoying just being together at the Fall Fest and just loving the community of believers of Celebration, it was so incredible to witness that from an outside perspective, because honestly, I didn't know what to expect, what Celebration was going to be like. And over the course of the weekend, we would just hear story after story and testimony after testimony of what God was doing in the lives of the people of Celebration. And it encouraged us and filled us with so much joy to see God moving in such an authentic, genuine way of the people of Celebration Community Church. And as I was reflecting on these scriptures, I was reminded that even now, having come through a pandemic, having experienced a lot of unknown things in our life, we as the church are called to still continue to motivate one another, that our stories are still being written in our pursuit of Christ and sharing with others the good news, to not neglect our time together, to continue to encourage, to help one another, to pray for one another, to share with one another the good news and the hope of Jesus Christ. And my prayer, now that my wife and I are a part of Celebration's family, that we would continue as a church to encourage each other, to build one another up, to pray for each other, to help in times of need, and to continue to reach out to the lost and the broken, to share with them the good news of Jesus Christ. So today I want to say before we pray that I am thankful for each of you, for your heart for God, for your heart for others. And I pray that as we continue to serve, even in times where you feel alone, when you feel empty, that we are, as the church, are there for you, to encourage you, to pray for you, to lift you up. So will you pray today alongside me that we would continue to seek Christ each day, that we would continue to love others as Christ has loved us. Heavenly Father, I thank you for our time together today. God, I pray, Father, that each person that is listening today, that they would be encouraged by the words of your scripture, Father, that your words would ring true and ring out in their life, that they would know your love personally today. And Father, as the church, that we would stand together, that we would grow together, that we would seek to pursue you each and every day. And that when we come together to worship, that we come with expectant hearts, ready to hear and receive your word. And Father, give us opportunities to share with those that are lost, those that are broken, those that are suffering, Father. Father, we pray for those opportunities as a church to share your love with others. Father, that you would guard our church families and protect their hearts and their minds. And help us each day to know your love. Father, we thank you for this time together. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope that each and every one of you have an awesome day, and that you know God's love for you is real. And we can't wait to see you back tomorrow for another Pray Today.